Thank you, Alan. Theatre Royal fans will be pleased to hear the review of this year's pantomime, but there's no shortage of Christmas fun with a starlight pantomime heading for the hospital, the puppet theatre programme and the Madam Market staging Roald Dahl's George's Marvellous Medicine. First, however, a report as the Christmas shopping rush continues.
Streets around Norwich city centre bustled with life over the weekend as shoppers made the most of the last weekend before Christmas Day. Both big brand shops and independent stores were full as customers tried to bag a bargain in the build-up to the weekend's festivities. Traders enjoyed the anticipated spike in customers, which saw Langley's Toy Shop celebrate its busiest day of the year. Manager Chris Golding said, "Saturday was and is traditionally our busiest day of the year, but Sunday was also very busy and we are expecting the next 6 days to be as well." He said Langley's second shop, which opened next to the market in September, was also very successful, but added that there were plenty of toys left for buyers wanting a last-minute gift. While the majority of shops were heaving, food stalls on the market said it would be the coming days in which trade would really ramp up, with one saying that from now until Christmas he wouldn't be getting much sleep.
Christmas has come early in Norwich for theatregoers who've been treated to a gift of a festive pantomime. As much a part of Christmas as turkey, tinsel and the nativity story, the annual panto has started its run at Norwich Theatre Royal. Popular children's fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk has been given a major Western-style makeover for this year's festive bonanza. Dancer Wayne Sleep, David Burrilin, Mira O'Mala and David Gant took centre stage for the howdy dinger of a production. But it was Richard Gauntlett and Ben Langley who once again stole the show as the comedy double act. The duo, who appeared together in last year's panto, sure made it a yee-haw, as well as a yee-haw experience for everyone, young and old. The way they interacted with the audience was simply sublime. The pair were the catalyst for every laugh-out-loud moment in a feel-good family show that could not but help lift the spirits of even the most Scrooge-like amongst us.
Children in hospital this Christmas will be receiving a bit of extra festive sparkle, courtesy of the Starlight Christmas pantomime. Starlight is a national charity granting once-in-a-lifetime wishes for ill and terminally ill children. This Christmas, they wanted to give the Buxton Ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital some extra Christmas cheer and have funded a performance by members of the Panto Company, who will be performing their version of Dick Whittington and his cat. The show is touring hospitals and hospices throughout the country, beginning at Evelina London Children's Hospital and finishing at the Grace House in Sunderland. Emma Dolman, matron for children's services at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, said, "We know that play can significantly help to improve a child's hospital experience, and we are very grateful to Starlight's Christmas pantomime for helping restore some festive fun to the ward."
It's definitely a case of all the world as a stage for the Norwich Puppet Theatre this festive season. For, as a city venue, is hosting a production of Hansel and Gretel for Christmas, one of its own shows, Three Colours, is also heading halfway around the world to Hong Kong and Macau. Here in Norwich, audiences enjoyed the opening weekend of Horse and Bamboo Theatre's touring production of Hansel and Gretel, the classic tale about a brother and sister who are left alone in a forest and discover a witch's house made of sweets. The show, which is in Norwich until December the 31st, is performed by puppeteers Mark Whittaker and Aya Nakamura. Mr. Whittaker, who was previously a puppeteer at Norwich Puppet Theatre for 15 years, described the production of Hansel and Gretel as magical, lyrical, but also quite down to earth.
George's Marvellous Medicine, Madam Market Theatre, Norwich. "Don't do this at home," says a jokey voice over the tannoy as the show opens. No wonder, since the lead character in Stuart Patterson's adaptation of Roald Dahl's classic spends much of his time on stage concocting a poisonous brew for Grandma's consumption, his marvellous medicine. Horse pills go in, as does shaving foam, flea powder and paint. He hopes it will alleviate the more tedious aspects of his aged relative's persona, although he's keen it should stop short of killing her. Dahl's stories are clever, but they're not for the oversensitive. A thoroughly engaging little Christmas treat.
Well, that's all from
Paddy
and myself, Ian, and it's straight on to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Peter Walsh.